الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أما بعد, my brothers, inshallah, I will try to brief the great message which Imam Sahib, Rumakat Mukarma, Imam Sheikh Abdurrahman Asbais, and also professor of Ummul Qura University, has delivered today. A beginning to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then he said, Assalamu alaikum to all Muslim brothers and sisters, those who are listening at all. He says, my brothers, we are sitting in Allah's house, here in this town or city of Blackburn. I love you, my brothers, only for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah is our witness. I love you for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's nothing else. Not because of that, not because of family, not because of any other reasons. Other than that, we love each other for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then he called this hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, at the day of judgment, there will be no shade, and only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give great opportunity to those seven lucky people. Those, well, then one of them is the one who loved his brother for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He will be given a place under that shade, and there will be no shade. And I hope, inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give us that place. I love you for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then there are about 30 points. I will, inshallah, try to summarize them, inshallah. And then he says that, I would like to thank all my Muslim brothers and sisters here. And before that, I'd like to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for making this a great and beautiful gathering here. And also I would like to thank the government of Saudi Arabia, the government which made it easy for us to come over here to meet my brothers, Muslim brothers and sisters here. And also I would like to pass salam from the imams from Medina, the imams from Mecca, and the government and the people of Saudi Arabia to you. My brothers, he says that Brother Ahmed Sidat, I know him from a long, long time. And if I just say who's Ahmed Sidat, how I know him, then I think all right to be in less. All I will say to you, my brothers, that I love him for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and inshallah I hope he loves me in the same way. And then he says that, as you know, the saying of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that after Isha prayer, that we should go and take rest. But also, remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is also supported by the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We are here gathered in the mosque to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah will grow his mercy upon us, faith in God. And then he says that, first point, remember we should and we must worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone, no one else other than Allah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us for this thing, as Allah said in the Quran, I have not created you for any other reason. All men, all human beings and jinns, I've created you to worship me. And then second point which he made, and he said that without Tawheed, without believing of Tawheed, without believing of oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we are nothing. As a Muslim, it's our duty to believe that there is only one Allah and we only worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is Allah's messenger. Again, he gave a quotation from the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And as a Muslim, it's our duty to obey the message of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, follow the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If we were to enter into the paradise, then we have to follow the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and that is the door for us. And he said that our aqidah, our belief, should be clearly based on the Quran and the Sunnah of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the pious people of this Ummah, like the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then people after them. And also, he said that Muslims, it's our duty to respect all Imams, in particular, Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayh, Imam Shafi'i rahmatullah alayh, Imam Ahmad Muhammad rahmatullah alayh, Imam Malik rahmatullah alayh, Imam Awza'i rahmatullah alayh, Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayh, Imam Muslim rahmatullah alayh, and also Ahmad Hadith and many, many others. It's our duty to respect all of those great scholars and great scholars of Islam. Indeed, yes, everyone is more different, but we are not allowed to go into that extreme that we do not believe and we do not say salam alaykum to each other. We as a Muslim, we need to show the Muslims and non-Muslims that Muslims are one. We believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the Messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. which is based on the first pillar of Islam. La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. So the first, as Allah says in the Quran even, all Muslims are brothers. There's no difference between a black and a white. So we need to show unity amongst us, and we need to follow the middle path. We are the follower of whom? The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The messenger of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent him as a mercy to all Ummah, to all mankind. And you know what Anas radiallahu ta'ala said about Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his hands is so beautiful and so smooth that I served the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam more than 10 years. And not even a single time, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to me, Anas, why did you do this? Or why you do not do this? Not even a single time. We are follower of that messenger. We are follower of that prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So, my brothers, we need to follow the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Terrorists, that's got nothing to do with Islam. We Muslims are peaceful. We follow the way of Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And my brothers, he said that there are two kinds of rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and rights of human being. That as Muslim, we should try to visit our Muslim brothers. We should try to show good character to Muslims and non-Muslims, and particularly us Muslims. Living here in the West, we need to show more mercy and a better way to non-Muslims, that we are the true follower of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We are the people who believe in a unity. We are the people who believe in a peace and a harmony. And also said that respect the neighbors and respect the law of the land. Be good citizens and be proud of Islam. And your duty is, as the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, بَلِّغْ وَنِّي وَلَايَا. If you know one hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if you know just one masala, then our duty is to pass this knowledge to others. That is the teaching of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My brothers, he has given us many advices also. He said that we shouldn't cheat, and that's subhanAllah. We shouldn't cheat. Cheat has got nothing to do with Islam. Muslims, we need to show a great character and manner. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam clearly said that I was sent to protect the characters and manners. So we need to show that to Muslims and non-Muslims. And we need to also teach our children and our sisters, our daughters, the right religion, educate yourself. He talked about the importance of religion, importance of knowledge, and that's what we need to do and move forward. And then he prayed for every one of you, and then particularly he said, I would like to thank Brother Ahmad Sidan and all of you for being here. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward you. Jazakallah khair.